Well, thank you all for joining us tonight. My name is Tom Zenti, and I have the privilege of serving as the Chief Executive Officer of University Hospitals Health System, and it's a real delight to be here. I've come to one conclusion, and that is I just arrived not too long ago, and I know that there's already one problem here, John, and that is we've clearly undersized the parking lot. I'm glad to see we have a police officer inside here, because otherwise there may be a fair number of tickets being written on the outside, so I would ask you to exercise at least a little bit of restraint. We would appreciate it. But really, thank you all for coming. This is a very special evening, and I'm glad to see so many of our community leaders here, our elected officials, too many to name. You'll hear from some this evening, but many of our physicians are here and other caregivers and so forth, and I understand that just a little while ago we actually admitted our first patient in one of the wings that is now closed off for public traffic. So if you don't get to see that wing, it's because we just accepted our first patient into the organization. I'd like to thank Dick Hansen. Dick, where are you? Dick's in the back. Dick is leader of our community hospitals. Dick, thank you for your efforts. Ian Cooper, I saw Ian here, who is the CEO of the UH Rehab Hospitals. Ian, where are you? Okay, Ian's in the back. Joe Blasio, UH VP of Rehabilitation Services. Joe, where are you? Is Joe's right here in the back. All the important guys are way in the back. I wonder what's going on here. And of course, our partners at Kindred Healthcare, some of whom you'll be introduced to tonight. And we're really grateful for all of you joining us here today and for joining us to celebrate the coming success of this brand new and important facility. This is a very impressive building. I hope you all feel the same way. As you walk through, I didn't get to see the whole place yet because, as I said, I just got here not too long ago, but it's a beautiful physical structure, but quite frankly, it's going to match the beautiful care that we provide as well. It's always nice to come to a brand new building, but I think it's important for you all to know that we're far more than the bricks and mortar and the equipment and the things that you will see around the building. What really matters is the quality of care that we provide, and it's beyond reproach. So I'd like to congratulate all of our caregivers who are here with us this evening as well. This is the place where people from all across Northeast Ohio will come to us to restore their functionality that's been stolen by either injury or illness. And it's where our neighbors, friends, and family will come for help in finding their way by many measures back to their own homes. Every year, thousands of people in this region need a place to go to recover from traumatic injury or complex neurological, orthopedic, and cardiac conditions. And that need will only grow greater as, of course, we know our population is indeed aging. University Hospitals and Kindred Healthcare have stepped up to meet that need here at the University Hospitals Rehab Hospital. The finest professionals will provide our patients with unsurpassed services, amenities, and care, all personalized to each patient's individual needs. We will offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy and specialized therapy programs, including a dedicated brain injury unit and a stroke-specific program that will be carried out here. We'll provide expert specialized rehabilitation nursing and a wide range of clinical services. And at University Hospitals Rehab Hospital, we will ensure that our patients receive the highest quality of care and the best value for the services that we're going to be providing. And we're also creating new healthcare jobs and generating millions of dollars of annual economic impact for our communities, and this community certainly. This is an exciting era in healthcare, and UH is leading the way toward the convenience and quality that today's patients demand and, more importantly, deserve. Our two rehab hospitals are components in University Hospitals' comprehensive care network. We have a virtually identical hospital to this on the east side of Cleveland, not far from the Yehuja Medical Center. If you know where that is, if you get off at Harvard Road and just continue west down the hill, you'll see the rehab hospital on the north side of the street. And we're meeting virtually every healthcare need at every age and making it easier and easier for our patients to get the care when they need it, where they need it, and more importantly, carried out by caring professionals. This facility is an exciting new beginning for University Hospitals Rehab Hospital in Avon. Here, thousands of Northeast Ohioans will experience new beginnings on their own. Thank you for being part of this event and for your contributions to our success. Now I'd like to take a moment and introduce to you John Rousseau, the Executive Vice President of Kindred, and he's going to make some introductions as well. John?
Thank you, Tom. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for being here. Tom sort of alluded to it. I think this is one of the biggest crowds we've ever had for a ribbon cutting, so way to go, Cleveland and Avon. But Tom, thank you for what you said about what this hospital will accomplish in the future and the needs that it will help address in the community. you know, we at Kindred could not be prouder to work with university hospitals here in Northeast Ohio and ultimately wherever that takes you and us. We've been thrilled to have been a partner with you. Obviously, Dick Hansen, Dr. Tom Sheldon, and Paul Tate, just really a terrific team as we have the opportunity to interact with so many hospital systems around the country. You guys are certainly absolutely top-notch and very fortunate for the citizens of this area to be able to partake in your services. Thank you also to the City of Avon. Mayor Jensen is here tonight. And, you know, we're very proud. Tom alluded to it. Ultimately, this building will employ probably close to 200 people. And, you know, that is material for any community, and to have a beautiful facility like this with the grounds around it. And so we're very proud to be a part of that. And thank you to the City of Avon for being host with us all. Tom touched on it. Wanted to thank all the clinicians that will work in this building and all the lives that you'll be touching on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. A lot of us have many of our own stories about family members going through post-acute settings, rehab settings, and who your clinician is and the experience of the staff and the building that you're in. It's really both the technical quality of care, but then also just the service, the smiles and the caring and the bedside approach. It just makes such a difference in the lives of people, not only obviously that patient that you're touching in person, but all of their extended friends and family. And so thank you guys for everything that you'll be doing for these families going forward. Dr. Mahmood is our interim medical director. Thank you. Wanted to thank Dr. Begg, who's just done a really great job over at our other partner hospital with University in Town in Beechwood. Thank you to all of that staff, Ian now the CEO over there. You know, this building absolutely would not have been a reality had we not had a good experience over there. And just wanted to appreciate so much of that staff was very involved in helping to get this building off the ground. So I think you all know who you are, Allison and company on the business development side and so many more. Thank you very much. You know, we're obviously at Kindred huge proponents of rehab and therapy. If you look at study after study, there's so much evidence that shows the benefits of acute rehab. Some of my favorites to quote are, there was about a 10-year-long study out of Harvard that showed patients who either went to inpatient acute rehab facilities versus patients who did not with very similar conditions, and the readmission rate was very different in terms of patients coming out of those two settings, i.e. very lower readmission rates for patients who went into settings like this and got the acute level of rehab therapy they need. I was talking earlier as well to some people around here, very long study that showed over a period of 10 years, they tracked patients across all sorts of different kind of indications and conditions. And the number one predictor of your long-term health outcome was not if you had diabetes and not if you had CHF or something else, but it was your functional ability, how well you could move around and take care of yourself. And so we're huge believers in the value of therapy and rehab and the role that it plays in the continuum and how it can be so instrumental and useful as the healthcare world is changing and helping to drive better outcomes, great quality, at ultimately at lower cost. So yet another building in this great community that's gonna play a role in that. You know, some people from Kindred, among our leadership team that were just vital in getting this done, Tammy Ober and Tammy Dirk, part of our senior leadership team in the East. Glenda Mack is our chief clinical officer. Lori Cole, from a clinical perspective, really did so much to get this building ready. Dr. Brooks is our chief medical officer. Dr. Begg knows her well in helping to get this building all staffed up and ready to go. I mentioned Allison from a business development clinical liaison perspective. And then we have just a terrific team of folks who helps to build these buildings and get them you know, ready to go in every manner. Cleve Harrelson, Dave Stark, who Dave will go and live at places for several weeks before they open to make sure the staff is trained and ready to go. And then Joe Hastings, who works on Dave's team as well. So I just wanted to thank all those guys very much. And then certainly everybody else from university who's been involved in this event and has been with us every step of the way to make this happen. These are honestly some of the more fun events in our job that we can ever participate in and go to. Again, thank you all for coming out tonight. It's a great looking crowd. And we just look forward to being a part of the many miracles that are going to happen in this building going forward. So with that, I'd like to introduce Ryan and Josette, and they are going to present the certification for the hospital.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I work for Congressman Gibbs. He unfortunately could not be here today, but he did send a proclamation, and it reads as follows. It is my honor to recognize and congratulate you on your grand opening. Let this congressional recognition letter be a small token of gratitude for your investment and dedication to Northeast Ohio. University Hospitals continues to show their commitment of being a leader in the medical field in Northeast Ohio, as well as stressing the importance of being involved in local communities. On behalf of all constituents, as the representative of the 7th Congressional District of Ohio, I would like to thank you for your commitment to our community, and I wish you the best of luck.
All right, good evening. My name is Josette. I am representing Secretary of State John Houston. And like Congressman Gibbs, he gives his best. Unfortunately, he was not able to be here tonight. But what I have from him is a proclamation, and it reads, "It is my privilege to recognize and commend you on your grand opening. This certificate of commendation is tendered on behalf of the people of the state of Ohio as a small token of their gratitude and sincere admiration for your exemplary work and devotion to the health and well-being of your patients. We wish you many, many years of success, and thank you for choosing Ohio." Thank you.
All right, Mayor Jensen, if you'd like to come up and say a few words.
John misspoke. Those tickets on your cars are real.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah, they're also commemorative, so what you'll see, we stamped on there, congratulations, UH, so please don't send them back with the money, but if you would do that, we'd appreciate it. There were two special ones, Mayor Zilka and Mayor Gillock had $50 tickets, so those are also there. But I also wanted to thank Josette here. If you notice, she's wearing her purple. She did misspoke on her proclamation. It was, "Thank you for choosing Avon, Ohio." It wasn't just Ohio. So it's my privilege to be here. It's, you know, when the invitations first came out, we didn't see RSVP, and so it said invite everybody. So we spent most of the 2 weeks inviting everybody we think of here tonight. But when you walk through, it's like, what a beautiful place. We are so fortunate in Avon to have you part of this and what's going on. And, you know, when we walk through, and I heard people say, it's like, you never want to have to come to a place like this in terms of to do rehab, but if you had to, you know, what a special place to come to. And we've worked special partnerships with EMH when they were there, and now with the UH when, as they become here and become embedded in the community, and it's just like, we can just see positive things happening. So again, thank you. Welcome home to Avon, Ohio. So thank you very much.
And we have a special $100 ticket, especially for the mayor, so you'll be glad to go out to your car. So.
I can waive that.
Not now. Just a couple of concluding comments. First, University Hospitals is now celebrating, in this year, our 150th year of caring for patients all across Northeast Ohio. Very pleased to say that over the past, especially 3 years, we have been growing by many measures exponentially. Elyria went through a very reasoned process to find the partner who they would like to align with, and we're fortunate that they selected University Hospitals to become part of our system. Parma went through a very similar reasoned process and decided that they were going to join University Hospitals. Robinson Memorial Hospital, now known as Portage Medical Center, went through the same reasoned process and decided to join University Hospital. St. John Medical Center had been a partnership hospital with the Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine, a very important partnership relationship for us, and we were proud to be their partners for many years, and now we are the sole corporate owner of St. John Medical Center. And we recently added Samaritan Hospital, which is about 60 or perhaps 70 miles south of here, down in Ashland, Ohio. So we've been growing rather substantially, and obviously now with the needs that we see in this broader footprint for the communities that we serve, organizations like this, hospitals like this, important rehab hospital, become such an important part of the care and caring that we're so well known for. People see us as a high-tech organization, but I think most importantly, they see us as a high-touch organization. And I think one of the reasons for that, if not the most important reason, is the work that Dr. Mirza Beg has done. And Dr. Beg is here with us tonight. He's the medical director, and I'd like, Mirza, please stand up and be recognized by all of us. Thank you. And as John said, you know, this is a wonderful way to get acquainted with this new facility. And now the real work of the day begins. Obviously, building the facility is not easy. Hiring the staff is not easy. But what really does matter the most will be getting the patients who are here, who entrust us with their care, back into a functioning environment, be at home or in the right environment where they will be able to realize their fullest potential. So thank you all for being here with us tonight. We're going to do a small ceremonial ribbon cutting here. For those of you who are involved, please come forward. And we have some scissors somewhere if we can find those. I'm glad we have a number of physicians here with us tonight, just in case there's an accident. But it is really a pleasure and an honor. So if you wouldn't mind, please, Dick and others, come forward. We're going to go through this ceremonial ribbon cutting. Thank you for joining us tonight, and spend some time here, get to know the organization. If you haven't had the tour, please feel free to do so. Thank you.